the Joe and Alex Show on radio now. You can call in at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
They call me Hell. They call me Stacy. They call me Hell. They call me Jane.
That's not my name. Come on.
That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name.
Liv the Web Girl has asked for some mic time on the show so she can do a little PSA. What is your beef?
So I have a PSA, a public service announcement. My name, for those of you that do not know, is Liv, as in L, as in Lucy, I, as in Igloo, and V, as in Victor. You don't realize how many texts, or not how many tweets, how many calls from when I like answer phones and everything I get that people think my name is Liz. Everyone calls me Liz, as in
Liz the Web Girl.
L-I-Z and Z as in zebra. It's not Liz. There's no Z as in zebra in my name. It is just Liv. There was a guy who worked here, and he thought that my name was Liz, and he called me Liz every day for like the first 7 months that I worked here.
I mean, I don't think you should be too upset because, well, I mean, no offense, but like Liv, it's like it's like L-I, it sounds like L-I-V-E, you know, like Liv, and that's weird. Is it short for something?
Olivia.
Oh, well, okay, that makes more sense, but you can't, don't know.
Whoa, don't be dirty.
I mean, I would think that people would know that. I'm not angry. This is just for people to know. I'm not upset about it. I just want to let people know because, like, I think it's kind of funny, but, like, I just want people to know out there.
317-239-1009 or 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. What are people saying wrong when it comes to your name? I remember my mom got so pissed at my brother's elementary school teacher. His birth name is Robert. We all call him Bob. And she'd always be like, well, Bobby's doing this and Bobby's doing that. She's like, his name is not Bobby. No, like, she got, like, legit, like, mad about it, and Bob would come home, like, the teacher called me Bobby again. I guess he didn't like it either.
Uh-oh.
So, for whatever reason, she kept on calling him the wrong name. I don't have a problem. My name's Joe. You really can't mess up Joe.
Mine is so annoying.
What?
On the phone, people never get my name right. It's Garrett, but they're like, oh, Jared, Gary. Like, it's like no one's ever, I have to, like, really enunciate it.
Honestly,
like, Garrett.
Garrett
yeah,
is a little weird.
That.
It's kind of like Ferret.
Yeah, Garrett's not like the most common name, and there's so many names that are so close like it. I can kind of get that, honestly.
Yeah, it is. I get you now. It is kind of annoying.
Yeah. See, it's just like, I'm not mad about it. It's just like a PSA so people know so they're not, like, if anything, like, they look stupid.
833-JOE-ALEX.
No
offense.
That's 833-563-2539. They call me Hell. They call me Stacy. They call me Hell. They call me Jane. That's not my name. That's not my name.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hi.
What's up?
Alex.
Hey, what's your name?
Alex.
Hey, is it Alex or Alex? See, now I'm kind of wondering. I'm probably saying your name wrong.
Hi, there's two things with my name.
Hey, talking to your phone, I can barely hear you.
I'll take it off speaker.
Yes, please.
There's two things with my name. My name is Alex with an X, but people say Alice all the time. And then my full name is Alexandra, and people still call me Alexander. I'm not a boy.
Hey, Alexander, how you doing?
Yes. I just look at him. I'm like, clearly a girl.
So do you just give up on that eventually, or do you keep it going?
No, I keep it going. I find it extremely irritating.
Our boss just texted in. Her name is Cherise, but she constantly gets called Charles.
Also, she constantly gets called, what do you call her, Joe? You call her something wrong every single time.
I thought we weren't going to talk about what I
call
her.
No.
Oh, the other name.
Other name that you call her.
No, it's Cherise, and I think I called her, I didn't say Sherry, did I?
I don't know what. Joe calls her
Cherise, if you're listening, what did I call you? Because she was like, that is not my name.
He calls her something wrong every single time, and it's so funny. I lose it.
Oh, I think I called her Cherise, I think, or something like that.
Cherise, something like that.
I don't know what I did. She fired me for it, so that's cool. But, hey, I'm sorry to hear that, but thank you for sharing this morning. See, you're not alone, Liv, when people call you. So one more time, what do you want people to call you?
Liv, L-I-V as in Victor.
Okay, cool. Let's go to another phone this morning. Alice is on the Joe and Alex Show. What happens? What name's getting said wrong here?
OMG. I get Alex, Alicia, Allison, I mean, I'm like, it's Alice, like Alice in Wonderland. How hard is it? Seriously.
Now, do you correct people? Like, you're kind of getting a little aggressive with me right now. I'm just throwing it out there.
So, right. I don't correct people because I feel like I don't want to come off as combative.
Yeah.
So I don't correct people, but you know, after like if I've known you for like a little while, because I'm a preschool teacher, so if a parent is constantly calling me Alex, like throughout the year, I'm gonna tell them eventually, but I'm not gonna say it the first few times.
Okay, I get that one, Alice. Thank you for calling in, and thanks for taking care of the kids. All right, producer Porkchop setting me up to fail miserably here, and I apologize. On line number four, I'm going to guess that your name is Matuba.
No, it's Mudatu.
Oh, my God, did I butcher that one? Say it again.
Yeah.
Mudatu.
Mudatu,
of course, is what I was going to say. So what do people say? That's an easy name, Mudatu. How do people mess that one up?
They say Mudasadu, Maladatu. I've heard so many things, like I can't even keep up with it.
Now, where's that name from?
My parents are from West Africa, so it's actually a small country, Guinea, Conakry.
Okay.
From there, yeah.
Well, that's a beautiful name, by the way.
Thank you.
Did you hate the first day of school because you just already knew that, like, every teacher was going to get it wrong?
Oh, yeah. I would see them, like, look at the roster, and I just knew that they were about to butcher my name.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Mentally for it.
Their eyes start to squint, their heads kind of turn, and you're like, oh, yeah, they're on my name.
Has anybody in your life besides family ever pronounced your name correctly, like at a doctor's office or somewhere when they called your name?
Yeah, I actually had, like, I had a substitute teacher. She came in, and I was just preparing myself for her to mess up my name, and then she actually said it right. I was like, oh, wow, that's shocking, because not everyone can pronounce my name right, so I really appreciate it when people are able to do it the first time.
That's awesome. Well, hey, thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Notice how I don't say it again, because I know yeah. I'll totally butcher it right there. Oh, wow. Let's do some social media. What do you got?
Kira says, my name is Kira, and people pronounce it Kara, Kiara, Kiera, but it's Kira, and they constantly spell it weird, too. Okay, the way she spells it looks like Kiara. That's kind of on you, girlfriend, for, like, having a complicated name with complicated spelling and not really spelling it correctly. Also, our boss texted us, you call her Cherie. Her name is Charisse, and Joe constantly calls her
Cherie,
and like I lose it every time. Like I just start cracking up laughing because I know she absolutely hates it. It's
so funny.
Oh, she
gets so pissed.
It's so funny.
You can just see her like, I'm going to kill Joe, yeah. Or I'm going to fire him.
Yeah, job opening.
Yeah, no kidding. It's the Blank and Alex show on Radio Now.